April 9, 1904. One act of perfect resignation is enough for the soul to be purged of any involuntary imperfection. This morning, since I would be receiving communion, I was thinking to myself, what will Blessed Jesus say when he comes into my soul? He will say, how ugly, bad, cold, abominable is this soul. How quickly he will make the species consumed, so as not to be in contact with someone so ugly. But what can I do? Even though I am so bad, yet you must have patience in coming, because in a way or another you are necessary to me, and I cannot do without you. At that moment, he came out from within my interior and told me, my daughter, do not want to afflict yourself because of this. It takes nothing to remedy it. One act of perfect resignation to my will is enough for you to be purged of all these ugliness seas that you talk about. And I will say to you the opposite of what you think. I will say to you, how beautiful you are. I feel the fire of my love in you, the perfume of my fragrances. With you, I want to make my perpetual dwelling. And he disappeared. Then, when the confessor came, I told him everything, and he said to me that it was not right, that it is sorrow that purges the soul, and that resignation has nothing to do with this. So, after I received communion, I said, Lord, Father told me that what you told me was not right. Explain yourself better, and let me know the truth. And he benignly added, my daughter, when it is about voluntary sin, then it takes the sorrow. But when it is about imperfections, weaknesses, coldnesses, and the like, and the soul has put nothing of her own, then a perfect act of resignation is enough for her to be purged, if needed, also of this state. Because in doing this act, the soul encounters my divine will first, which purges her human will and embellishes it with its qualities. And then she becomes one with me.